Mike Sally, and grassland bird technician.
All right. And we're here today in Jefferson City, in the capital. We're with 24 other different organizations. Could you tell us what your organization is bringing to the capital today?
Well, I'm with the Missouri River Bird Observatory, and what we're bringing here today is large-scale monitoring efforts for the state, forwarding conservation, and outreach with the general public.
All right. And can you tell us, how old is your organization?
Established in 2009, so we're just at the 5-6 year range right now.
And how many people do you have?
We're working with a team of about 7 people right now.
Okay.
And we're all running in different directions. There's a lot going on for us.
I see. And what do those members do on a day-to-day basis?
It depends on your position. We have different monitoring efforts going on, so we're starting to do water bird surveys, getting into marsh birds, ducks, and shorebirds, covering NRCS easements of wetlands, as well as we'll be gearing up for doing our grassland bird surveys, which cover over 40,000 acres in the state of Missouri that we actually get out and survey the properties for grassland birds, quail, songbirds, everything in between.
And just for our listeners who don't know, you go out and you take tally of them, or what are some of the things you look for when you observe?
Our survey methods do include counting birds. There's a little bit more to it than just counting them. There's the number empirical side of things, so we can actually look at creating estimates. We do what's known as distance sampling. So an observer would walk along a line and record birds by species and how far away they are from that line. And through that, we can go in and create models and estimations of how many birds there were on that property for a habitat type, and just creating a good snapshot of what Missouri grassland birds look like right now.
I see. And so that's very important to record that and whatnot.
As trends... trends will show over time. You know, what is out there. We're conservation focused, but we're not the arm of conservation. We're just trying to provide information to those who are making the decisions and who are taking care of those properties.
But this is a very important pin in all these other organizations that are here, because this, I'm guessing, would show agriculturally and just in general how well our state is doing with nature.
Absolutely. Within the different grassland surveys, you definitely have a wide array of, are you next to a cornfield or are you in an old field that is starting to come back into grasslands, or are you in a really premier restored grasslands? And through looking at those different habitat types and their proximity to other land uses, you can start to paint a picture of what those different land use practices do to the various birds, which you can use those birds. Obviously, they have certain habitat needs and things they need for their lives to be able to exist on the landscape. So through monitoring those birds, you're actually able to monitor a lot of the smaller things that would take way more time to go about investigating.
Right. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
is there anything else you'd like to let our listeners know?
You can check out our website, which is mrbo.org on the web, and that has a calendar of public events that we put on with outreach, which is another large arm of our organization getting to the public and helping people make connections. So please check us out there.
And could you describe, just for our listeners, some of those events that you do?
We have probably our most popular would be banding events, which is going to give you a chance to see us capture birds in mist nets and get to band them. And that's one thing that really makes a connection for a lot of people, is finally we get to have a bird in our hand and put it, you know, you can see it up close. And you probably never see a bird that close or that calm and that controlled of a situation. And it'll help a lot of people, and it's a great time for kids. That's a connection that'll last a lifetime for them.
See, so it's important to get the youth in there early to see what's going on in the state.
Absolutely.
All right. And is this just a Missouri organization then?
Some of our work does extend with the Grasslands Project into neighboring Kansas and Nebraska, but primarily we're focused here in Missouri.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
You have a great day.